The new dam replaces one that had been in place for over 90 years, holding back the Calaveras Reservoir. But in 2001...
we came to understand that that dam was seismically vulnerable.
Dan Wade is a director for the San Francisco Public Utilities Commission, which oversaw the construction of what's being called the new Calaveras Dam. After 2001, water levels in the old dam were lowered, and later it was decided it needed to be replaced entirely. The new dam is 220 feet high and more than 1,200 feet across, and workers and engineers here are glad to see it completed after the project faced a number of delays.
We had a lot of challenges. The geology here is some of the most complex in the world.
The project still needs a few more finishing touches, but what's most anticipated at this point is the coming of the rain. Once the Calaveras Reservoir is filled back in, it'll provide a little under half of the Bay Area's local storage capacity. Wade says the project will make the region more drought resilient.
The reservoir provides water that's locally available to supply to the customers.
Keith Manconi, KCBS.